KZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. And Election Day now 4 weeks out. Vice President Kamala Harris doing a series of interviews this week. Today appearing on ABC's The View. Harris was asked about the Republican endorsements she's received, including some from former Trump staffers. Harris says she thinks many Americans are putting country before party.
They're exhausted with the lies. They're exhausted with the selfishness. They're exhausted with the attempt to divide us as Americans. Yes. And they're ready to turn the page and chart a new way forward.
Donald Trump's campaign events in Florida today canceled due to Hurricane Milton. Residents up and down Florida's west coast evacuating. Tampa Bay expected to see record storm surge, and the state still cleaning up from Helene. Governor Ron DeSantis.
We want to get as much of the debris picked up as is possible.
Major League Baseball announcing today that baseball great Louis Tiant has died at his home in Maine. The Red Sox pitcher, a two-time All-Star in the 70s, Louis was 83. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin today. He's talking about his administration's progress in replacing lead pipes in Milwaukee and creating good-paying jobs. It's Biden's second visit to Wisconsin since dropping out of the presidential race. He was here in September to talk about new investments in rural electrification and other infrastructure. The nation's agriculture secretary says Liz Cheney's endorsement to Wisconsin last week sends a message to Republicans thinking of voting for Kamala Harris in order to preserve democracy.
That is a very stark choice. And as a Republican, you can feel confident that you're doing what is right for the country by casting your vote for the vice president.
That's Tom Vilsack speaking to Civic Media's Todd Albaugh. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Senator Tammy Baldwin made a campaign stop in Superior on Monday to kick off her Business Leaders for Baldwin coalition. Senator Baldwin was joined by Mayor Jim Payne and a number of business leaders focused on supporting small businesses across the state. Senator Baldwin is facing a challenge for her third term from Republican banker Eric Hovde. Wisconsin's Senate race is one of the most consequential in the country, potentially shifting which party controls the Senate if Baldwin is not reelected for her third term. The U.S. Coast Guard was mobilized at Myers Beach in Bayfield over the weekend to rescue two kayakers who had capsized. According to a social media post by the Coast Guard, there were eight kayakers out on the water when two of them capsized and were forced to grab onto another person's kayak to stay above the water. The group was unable to get back to shore on their own and decided to call authorities for assistance. Both of the capsized kayakers were rescued and everybody was taken back to shore uninjured. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers get ready for Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers travel to New Jersey this weekend to take on the 4-1 Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Badgers head coach Luke Fickell says quarterback Braden Locke did a good job of bouncing back in their win over Purdue after throwing two interceptions early in the game.
Sometimes you take it for, well, he's a slinger and he doesn't care. No, it's just he processes things. He's able to come back. He's able to have confidence in what he's doing.
NFL Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says he expects Romeo Dobbs to be back at work tomorrow. Dobbs suspended over the weekend after not reporting to practice last week.
It's a pretty isolated incident. This has not happened with him before, and I don't expect it to happen moving forward.
NBA, the Bucks host the Lakers Thursday night in a preseason game. Damian Lillard says he's in great shape thanks to his personal trainers.
Nutritionist and chef and speed and agility, strength and conditioning, my basketball trainer. We executed it.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bright and beautiful today, with high temperatures climbing to those mid-60s and skies staying clear tonight, producing some widespread frost once again. As lows drop to the low 30s, we rise tomorrow to the upper 60s with a decent warm-up behind it. Thursday, we hit the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday morning, this week's Climate Check with Melissa Baldoff does a fact check on this EV mandate that Donald Trump keeps complaining about.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is the 8th. Of October, Tuesday, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, high atop State Street, a block off the Capitol Square. Another beautiful fall day. And Mr. Zommers, I have brought out the flannel, I think, for the first time. We'll see how long it lasts because it's a little warm in the studio because we have this beautiful window looking out on State Street. Well, we'll see. How you doing?
Good, good. It's not as toasty in here as yesterday. Yesterday was like at least 80 in there where Todd is and a little cooler where I am.
Upside, lost 5 pounds during the show yesterday. So that was great.
You better drink some water.
Bad news is viewers watching on the stream saw me in my underwear.
I'll see whether that's good or bad news.
Speaking of things you don't want to see on the stream, you're wearing your J.D. Vance couch shirt today. Very good.
Unfortunately, yes.
The Con, it's called. Is it like Shaka Con?
No, it's...
Or like Con!
It is neither. It is not Star Trek, unfortunately. It's Lawrence University in the conservatory, or the Con.
Oh, yeah.
They have these couches that everybody hangs out on.
Oh, I guess you've told me that before, but... Mad
it's
cow,
been a while.
I forgot. So, all right. Well, welcome into the show. It's going to be a good one. Lots going on. Lots to talk about. Taking your calls later on in the show. By the way, I have these little cards that I create for every day, and I put our guests on there. And I grabbed here. If this is any indication, this is how the show will go today. I grabbed the card off my bulletin board for today. Because it said 12:30 Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. Because we always have Luke on Tuesday Tangents. And then I looked up and I it's the card for the 15th for next Tuesday. As it turns out.
Oops.
I'm a week ahead. Usually I'm an hour behind, but I'm a week ahead today. So no, it is the 7th or probably the 8th, the Tuesday, October 8th. But it is Tuesday and we will have our friend Luke Mathers here from Civic Media on instead of his 12:30 normal time slot. Lukester is going to join us in the 1:30 hour because coming up sometime between 12:30 and 1 today, the President of the United States, Joe Biden, is going to be in Milwaukee, or perhaps he's already here. President Biden set to announce $2.6 billion in funding to replace all lead pipes in the United States as a part of a new EPA rule that will require lead pipes to be identified and replaced within 10 years using the new funding from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. The EPA estimates that the 9 million homes in the U.S. have lead pipes. In the city of Milwaukee, where Mr. Biden will make the announcement in a few moments, I should say, 65,000 lead pipes in Milwaukee. I was heard Earl Ingram Jr. of the great Earl Ingram program on Jane Matinair's show, the equally great Matinair on Air, earlier today. He was talking about the 65,000 lead pipes in Milwaukee, which the city says will cost an estimated $700 million to remove. So Joe Biden bringing some much-needed relief, not just to Milwaukee, but to folks all over the country. By the way, speaking of Earl Ingram Jr., Robert Miranda will be a guest tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. on Earl Ingram's show across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app. Robert Miranda is from the Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition. Done a lot of research on this, so join Earl Ingram Jr. and Robert Miranda. He can't be wrong because he has all the Miranda rights.
I didn't have the rim shot ready.
That's a great name. Robert Miranda tomorrow on Earl Ingram at 8 a.m. talking about lead pipes. And, of course, we're going to carry the vast majority, if not all, of President Biden's comments here after the bottom of the hour and hopefully before the top of the next one. So stand by for that. President Biden in town. Wonder, he's not running for re-election again. So, I mean, he could come to Milwaukee anytime he wants. But I'm wondering now, because he's a big ice cream guy, is he going to go to a favorite custard shop in Milwaukee? Because there's a lot of them.
Got to go to Cops or Leon's. Is that the other one?
I think so. And of course, there's Culver's. Of course, there's always Culver's, right? They should just do like an Uncle Joe ice cream tour in Milwaukee while they're there.
Just drive them around, give them a couple, or like not a couple scoops. That'd be a lot. Give them a little bit from each place.
Give them a taste. I mean, it's the President of the United States, for goodness sake. So anyway, we're going to carry President Biden's comments just a little bit later here this afternoon. Take your calls on that as well. But speaking of Joe Biden and also Donald Trump, big headlines this morning from the New York Times and CNN and also Bob Woodward. If you don't know who Bob Woodward is, of course, he wrote the book literally on Watergate and Richard Nixon with Bernstein, Woodward and Bernstein. So here's Bob Woodward in his new book, making headlines today, some of them about Joe Biden, I find just funny. And I think part of it is that, and maybe we'll play this later on during the show, the second hour, Saturday Night Live celebrating its 50th year this year on NBC late night on Saturday nights. And they brought back some great legends to do their traditional political presidential sketches. You got Maya Rudolph back as the incomparable Kamala Harris. And they have brought back Dana Carvey, who, of course, was the quintessential George H.W. Bush and Ross Perot back in the 90s. And they have brought him back to play Joe Biden. And it's fantastic. Every part of it, about it I find it fantastic.
It really is. And I love how they managed to poke fun at the president without making fun of what is technically a disability, his stutter.
Right. It's just, it's more, I mean, you know, there's humor in everything as long as you do it tastefully.
And I think they did.
So anyway, I imagine Dana Carvey doing Joe Biden as I read this. So the first part of this, I think, if anything else, is just more entertaining. The second part is tremendously disturbing when you talk about Donald Trump. So from CNN, in his new book, legendary journalist Bob Woodward offers a remarkable look behind the scenes at President Joe Biden's blunt, profanity-laced assessments and interactions with the world leaders who have shaped his presidency, from Benjamin Netanyahu to Vladimir Putin. Now, I have to clean this because we don't want to be kicked off the air. Lord knows I've come close enough already. So I can't say the verbatim quote because technically, I guess by the book I could, as long as I put quote and then set it an end quote, but I don't want to tick people off on the top floor. And I don't need trouble, Zomers. You understand? I don't need any more trouble.
Especially with the amount of violations that would be in here.
Right. So we're gonna clean it up for radio, but imagine the actual non-FCC compliant words being said. Quote, "That son of a gun, Bibi Netanyahu, he's a bad guy. He's a bad frickin' guy," Biden declared privately about the Israeli prime minister at one of his associations in the spring of 2024 as Israel's war in Gaza intensified, Woodward writes. Again, I'm cleaning this up for radio. Quote, "That frickin' Putin," Biden said to advisors in the Oval Office not long after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, according to Woodward. Quote, "Putin is evil. We are dealing with the epitome of evil," unquote. The book, War, also reveals new details about Donald Trump's private conversations with Putin and a secret shipment of COVID-19 testing equipment Trump sent to the Russian president for his personal use during the height of the pandemic. Woodward's new book, which was obtained by CNN ahead of its October 15 release, gives an unvarnished, in-the-room amount of key moments as Biden and his national security team navigate international crises, from the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal to confronting Putin before he invaded Ukraine to private battles with Netanyahu. Based on hundreds of hours of interviews with firsthand participants, War is filled with newly reported details of high-stakes showdowns. Among the details in War, and again, the first couple of these are about Biden, who, of course, is not on the ticket. And then the more disturbing part is about Trump, who, of course, is on the ticket. Woodward writes in the book that Biden's national security team at one point believed there was a real threat, a 50-50 chance that Putin would use nuclear weapons in Ukraine. That is both disturbing and shocking. A flip of the coin, whether or not Putin would use nuclear weapons in Ukraine at one point. Also in this new book by Woodward called War, Biden said he, quote, should never have picked, unquote, Attorney General Merrick Garland during a conversation over his son's legal troubles. Also, Biden criticized former President Barack Obama's handling of Putin's invasion of Crimea in 2014, concluding that, quote, Barack never took Putin seriously, unquote. And so, I mean, that's just kind of like interesting as a guy who's into politics and into history. Here's the more disturbing part from this book by Bob Woodward called War. Citing a Trump aide, Woodward reports that there have been, quote, maybe as many as 7, unquote, calls between Trump and Putin since Trump left the White House in 2021. Let me say that again. According to this new book by Bob Woodward out October 15th, a copy of which CNN and the New York Times have obtained, Woodward reports that there may have been, quote, as many as 7, unquote, calls between Trump and Putin since Trump left the White House in 2021. That is disturbing beyond any measure. And remember, during the one debate that Putin, the one debate between Trump and Harris, Trump kind of nonchalantly threw out there, well, you know, I spoke to Putin. And people were like, what? And it was just kind of swept under the rug. But now, according to the great reporting by Bob Woodward, Trump has spoken to Putin multiple times since leaving office. That is not allowed, by the way. That's a yellow flag on the political field, Mr. Summers.
I think it might be a red card.
Well, that could be a red card as well.
It should be, at least. Like, that's the law that it violates has been in place almost as long as America has existed.
Yes. You can't have a foreign leader talking directly to a civilian citizen talking about national security issues. You certainly can't do that. Have a former president talk directly to a head of state like that, someone who's our enemy, without going through proper channels. Now, this has happened. There have been times when a sitting president says, you know what, so-and-so, perhaps it's a former president, I want you to be an envoy to the United States. You'll work with the current State Department on, you'll have someone there to record and listen to what you guys are talking about. But Trump is freelancing with a wild dictator in Vladimir Putin. Kamala Harris and Liz Cheney are right. This guy can never be back in the Oval Office again. It's the Todd Oval Show for a Tuesday. Come on back on the Civic Media Ready Number.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North. 910 AM WBZH.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin. Charo, you might want to end up moving here because you're going to have that great of a time in Baraboo. Let me just ask you this. Do you like cheese?
I love cheese. I'm going to be eating cheese for 24 hours. It's a great, not really, you have a great reputation with the cheese. Wisconsin cheese is very, very famous.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Ring, 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 banana phone.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball ring, Show ring, on the Civic ring, Media ring, Radio ring, Network. Ring, it is 21 now, past the hour of 12 noon on this Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. Waiting for remarks from President Joe Biden, who is in Milwaukee, talking about lead pipes. Going to get the lead out, as they say, literally and figuratively. Joe Biden announcing a major new program to replace lead pipes, not just in Milwaukee, but all across the country. Going to carry those remarks for you whenever the president comes to the podium sometime after 12:30. Right now, talking about this new book by Bob Woodward called War. Coming out on October 15th, advanced copies obtained by CNN and the New York Times. Zahmer is dialing up a little banana phone because it is bananas that, according to Bob Woodward, former President Donald Trump spoke with current President of Russia, Vladimir Putin, as many as 7 times. After he left the Oval Office and was no longer the commander-in-chief. Can't do that. Law does not allow a former commander-in-chief to be negotiating with a current enemy of the country without going through proper channels. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. We'd love to hear what you think about this. You can also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Now is a great time to get it. Simply go to your App Store, Android, or Apple device. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what Gayle King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. According to CNN and the New York Times, one of the most dramatic scenes in Woodward's new book entitled War reveals just how alarmed Biden and his national security team became over the prospect of Putin using nuclear weapons. By September 2022, U.S. intelligence reports deemed, quote, exquisite, unquote, revealed a, quote, deeply unnerving assessment, unquote, of Putin, that he was so desperate about battlefield losses that he might use tactical nuclear weapons in Ukraine. Based on the alarming new intelligence reports, the White House believed there was a 50% chance Russia would use a tactical nuclear weapon, a striking assessment that had skyrocketed up from 5%, then 10% Woodward reports. Quote, on all channels, get on the line with Russia. Biden instructed his national security advisor, Jake Sullivan, quote, tell them what we will do in response, he said, according to Woodward. The book recounts a tense phone call between Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and his Russian counterpart in October 22. Quote, if you do this, all the restraints that we have been operating under in Ukraine would be reconsidered, he told his counterpart in Russia. Quote, this would isolate Russia on the world stage to a degree you Russians cannot fully appreciate. And it went back and forth from there. That close to Russia using nuclear weapons. The fact that Donald Trump, according to Woodward's reporting, talked to Putin at least seven times, or up to seven times. When Liz Cheney spoke in Ripon last week, she has seen many of these things. She's seen all the classified and unclassified documents on the bipartisan January 6th committee. This is why she said you cannot let this man in the Oval Office, because we're dealing with people in Russia, in Putin, who are on the verge of using nuclear weapons. You have a guy like Putin or a Trump in there that's buddy-buddy with him? Who the heck knows what's going to happen next? 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Monroe, Wisconsin. Angie, listening in Monroe, what say you?
I just want to say that the other side just keeps happening to talk about how Putin is wants Kamala to win. And I just keep saying, but who keeps talking to him? Right. I mean, Trump is the one going over there and talking to the dude. I mean, he's best friends with the guy.
Right.
So I don't know.
No, and I think
they're trying to say Democrats are communists. It's like, but Trump is talking to Putin.
Right.
I don't know what to say about it. You're
100% right, Angie. You've got Biden's team throwing down the gauntlet to Russia, saying, do not do this. You will regret it. And preventing Putin from using nuclear weapons. And you've got, according to Bob Woodward, Trump calling Putin privately against the law, apparently trying to help this guy out. You're right, Angie. Not a mystery who Putin wants. Thanks so much. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Dick, listening on WMDX here in Madison. Dick, what say you?
Well, I'm sure he'd give him the green light to use tactically nuclear weapons, in Ukraine. Because he wants to get this over with, he being Putin.
Right.
But the one problem I do have with Bob Woodward is, you know, during COVID, he sat on some stuff for way too long that he knew was true.
Mm.
And you know, I'll just sit on this so I can ramp up sales for a book and get all this interest.
Right.
You know, people were dying from COVID, and I lost a lot of respect for him. Although he's doing the right thing finally with this. My God, this guy's so out of control. Every day it gets worse. And then you hear NBC's reporting that he held disaster relief money from Puerto Rico.
Right. Well, we talked about some of that yesterday. The fact that former advisors under Homeland Security under Trump say that he just intentionally wouldn't sign and approve disaster relief. Yeah, appreciate the call. Appreciate the call, Dick. 855-752-4842. Let's get one more in quickly. Let's go out to L.A. Tom, listening on the West Coast. L.A. Tom, about 45 seconds. What say you?
All right. First off, again, we, the people, are the government. We're going to show it on Election Day and beforehand. Also, please remember, if the Republicans are spewing it, the Republicans in power are spewing it, that means they're doing it.
Right.
Democrats are not that creative to come up with some of the craziness that these people on the right have come up with. So please, everyone, remember that. I'm also disappointed that Bob Woodward did not come out with this sooner.
Appreciate the call, Tom. Up against the clock. Stay tuned. Mark, you're up next. And it turns out there were more phone calls. It's not just Liz Cheney who is helping out. Apparently, George W. called Biden, and they commiserated. We'll tell you some of that as much as we can after this on the Civic Media Ready Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The country, eyes are on the weather this week as the southeastern states prepare for Hurricane Milton, the second hurricane to impact the region within the last few weeks. Commodity brokers are also focused on what's happening even further south. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. Brazil got some moisture for its crop, which will put pressure on U.S. trade. Market advisor John Heinberg with Total Farm Marketing explains.
And we've seen the forecast really improve. Yesterday, actually, some decent scattered rainfall coming across the radar. It's guiding the producers. They're starting to roll down there. They're still well behind, but again, we know what planting delays do. I mean, just the technology we have, it doesn't take them long to get caught up. We're looking at 15-day models, again, looking at extreme, not extreme wetness, but comfortable wetness in terms of moisture coming in back in, which is going to help get that bean crop off the ground. You know, we're looking at nearly 170 million metric tons of soybeans coming out of Brazil. Yeah, they're a couple weeks behind, but the bulk of their planting occurs, you know, here now within the next basically month.
South America getting some moisture as they start their planting season. John Heinberg is a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Grain markets are trading lower today. We'll take a look at the numbers in 60 seconds.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Tuesday, midday from Chicago, December corn is trading down 4¾ cents at 4.21¼. November soybeans are trading down 18¾ cents at 10.15¼. Cash wheat is down a half a penny at 5.92 a bushel. And July 2025 new crop wheat is down 2¼ cents at 6.35 a bushel. Class 3 milk prices are also trading lower. The November contract is down 14 cents at 20.86 a hundredweight, and the December Class 3 milk contract is trading down 10 cents at $20.34 a hundredweight. That's what's happening on a Tuesday. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bright and beautiful today, with high temperatures climbing to those mid-60s and skies staying clear tonight, producing some widespread frost once again. As lows drop to the low 30s, we rise tomorrow to the upper 60s with a decent warm-up behind it. Thursday, we hit the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Mark Becker, host of The Irrational Revolution, joins me. Plus, Trump says migrants have the murder gene. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're having fun doing it. Beautiful day, Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. Zomer's on the board. Todd behind the mic, 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. We are awaiting President Joe Biden making not a campaign stop, but a legitimate presidential visit. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. He is in town in Milwaukee to announce millions of dollars, 700 and some odd million dollars to replace lead pipes all across the country, namely in Milwaukee, which is a great thing. Earl Ingram Jr. going to have Robert Miranda on his show tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Robert Miranda from the Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition, talking about why this is so important. Jane Matinera of Matinera On Air, which precedes us directly, had Earl on talking a little bit about this today. Going to be joined by Luke Mathers a little bit later, usually in this slot on Tuesday Tangent Lukester. Luke has graciously allowed us to bump him back a bit so we can keep the lines open. We have a camera there. We're going to bring you the remarks from Milwaukee from President Biden as soon as he comes to the dais. Right now, talking about the other big story, more entertaining, I would say. I'm sorry, but it is. This is immensely more entertaining to me than lead pipes.
It really is.
New book by Bob Woodward called War, coming out on October 15th.
Week from today.
And maybe that's why I grabbed the 15th card today. Maybe it was some serendipity there. Anyway, CNN and the New York Times have gotten an advanced copy of the book. They're releasing excerpts, but boy howdy, it's something else. According to Bob Woodward's reporting, Donald J. Trump talked to Vladimir Putin, president of Russia, as many as seven times since leaving office and revealing what Joe Biden really thinks and what really happens behind the scenes. Gonna go to the phone lines in a minute. Mark, hang on. I'm going to get to you. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text this on the Civic Media app. In this story from CNN on the new Bob Woodward book called War, it says, quote, the book also documents Biden's personal and political struggles, including what Biden calls Trump in private and a surprising phone call from former President George W. Bush. Says, and again, I have to be very careful, because we don't want to hear from the lawyers on the top floor here. We don't want to get kicked off the air, so I have to clean it up for radio, but use your imagination. Says, while Biden rarely invokes Trump's name publicly, referring to him as, quote, my predecessor, or, quote, the former guy, in private, Biden calls him, quote, that effing a-hole, unquote, Woodward writes. I'll tell you why this is so funny to me, because part of it is the fact that I spent so many years in politics at the state capitol and in Congress that I know this is how most of these people talk behind closed doors. This is the language, the vernacular that is used in the halls of Congress and the state legislature. And this is what's so hilarious to me, because many of these people, you know, they talk, especially on the Republican side, their faith, their religion and all this and that. And then you get them behind closed doors and it's just F-bomb after F-bomb after. And then you're around that all the time and you kind of start talking like that, much to my mother's chagrin. And I'm like, well, I hear it all the time at work.
I learned it from you, President.
Right. So this is this is totally believable because I've been in these rooms and this is exactly how they talk.
Well, and also we know that Biden talks like that right. In private because we've heard, you know, BFD, for example, right. Big effing deal about the Affordable Care Act.
Says in this book, according to CNN excerpt from Bob Woodward's new book called War, quote, after the disastrous U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, Biden received a commiserating phone call from another member of the president's club, from George W. Bush, who said, quote, oh, boy, I can understand what you're going through. I got effed by the Intel people too, unquote, Woodward writes. Ahead of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Biden complained that Obama didn't do enough to stop Putin in 2014 when the Russians invaded Crimea. Quote, they effed up in 2014, Biden said to a friend, according to Woodward. That's why we're here. We effed it up. Barack never took Putin seriously. This is fantastic. I cannot wait to get this book. 855-752-4842. Mark, in prayer to Zach. Mark, what say you?
Yeah, that's hindsight is 2020. But for Donald Trump right now, that clear violations of the Logan Act, and who knows what top secret information he revealed to his buddy Vlad, since he left office. What did he reveal before he even left office? That, and I can imagine that, the Biden administration, our intelligence community might actually know exactly what was said between the conversation between the two. That if information gathering is what I expect it could actually be. And if Donald Trump is indeed connected with Vladimir Putin, I mean, it's a clear violation of the Logan Act, regardless of what they talked about or not. Because he's running for office right now, he's supposedly, you can't say anything about that. Well, you should be able to say something. If Donald Trump actually committed treason, dealt treasonously, he did just talking to the man in the first place. He's talking treasonously with our adversaries. Russia is a clear adversary, an ally of Iran right now, and they're allies of one another, and that it needs to come out. If Donald Trump actually, come out, that it should be front page news that Donald Trump is playing footsies with the Russians once again, and that the whole thing of him delivering it came out, recently now that. So when people in this country needed COVID tests, he was sending them to Mother Russia. Mm. I mean, what the hell?
No, you are absolutely right, Mark. And this is why, yes, I'm having fun with this story because, again, I was around guys like Biden for a long time. And I know that in today's world, in 2024, and I'm not just talking about former bosses, I'm talking about a lot of other people, too. I was around for a long time. And I know in 2024, some of the vernacular, some of the things that these guys, mostly guys, but there are a few women that said this as well. How can they talk like that? It's just, I guess, I never really worked at a lot of construction sites. But, if you knew carpenters or plumbers or electricians or if you worked at a restaurant in a... a kitchen, a busy kitchen. It's not always Bible school talk.
In fact, I would say it rarely is.
There's a vernacular, and it's not personal. It's just the way people talk to get their point across. Well, they shouldn't have to use those words. Yeah, you're right. But times have changed, and probably for the better. But I find it entertaining, and that you can hear this or at least read about. The way people actually think behind the scenes. But yes, Mark, you're absolutely right. The big news in all this today is that Donald Trump is allegedly, according to Woodward, talking behind the scenes with Vladimir Putin, who is an enemy of our allies, who's attacking Ukraine. As Trigvi Olsen says, would do the same thing if he could to cities in Wisconsin. 855-752-4842. Let's go to Kurt listening on WMDX in Madison. Kurt, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Well, my thoughts about Woodward, I mean, this could be really blunt about this. I don't care who you are in the industry. If you have information that would determine, could prevent the deaths of more people, you're now complicit to those deaths. And I think Woodward should be excoriated and condemned for his selfish activities and withholding information for the sake of his book release. I think it's disgusting.
You're talking about not this one, but a prior one dealing with COVID.
Correct.
Yeah.
Any information he has now, if it has bearing or it's putting people's lives in danger, I'm sorry. You're now part of the problem, just like Trump is part of the problem with with Putin. You're complicit.
But don't you think? I mean, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, Kurt, but you know, I've worked in, you know, this show. It's news, analyst information. I apply journalistic ethics to it, but it's not a quote unquote straight journalistic news show, right? But for people who are like Bob Woodward, who at least were during the Nixon era, a straight journalist, that's one thing. Now you've kind of moved into this last phase of your life where you're using your journalistic ability, but you know, you're also putting together a quote unquote large report here in the form of a book. I think part of that takes time to fact check and to make sure, hey, is this accurate and put this all together? You got to go through. And I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, you know, does every single person in Washington who knows something? I mean, there's a lot of people in Washington and Wisconsin that knows things that have never come forward or come forward too late. At least this book is coming out 4 weeks before the election so that people could hear about this before they go to the polls.
Well, I hear your argument and your point, but he's a smart man. He's been around the block more than most people. He could have easily leaked information to secure authorities to provide a heads up. I still won't give him a pass.
Well, that's a fair point, Kurt. A fair point, as always. Thank you so much, 855-752-4842. Let's go to Gene, listening on WCFW up in beautiful Eau Claire in Chippewa Valley. Gene, what say you?
Hi, sir. Great job. You know, Trump's been attacking the United States from the inside out. I mean, no one's going to bomb us, but those people that are MAGAs that are in our Congress, we have to be very concerned about. I would love to know all the names of the people and have every goddamn one of them investigated that have been working to divide and provide chaos and the takedown of the United States from the inside out. And Mr. Woodward, I have to defend the guy a little bit, because look at the attitudes and the lies spread, you know, about Fauci. Look at the attacks on every single person that has blown the whistle. Would have people listened back then? Now they can see the evidence and they can see, yes, he did do this. You can see the pattern of his behavior. You see the whole strategies. This guy cannot be president of the United States, and neither can be all of his followers. This is so disgusting. But anyway, thank you very much, and keep up the great work. Bye.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Gene. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. As we await President Biden in Milwaukee, we're going to take his remarks live here in just a moment. Tom, watching on YouTube, and thank you, Tom. By the way, we know that I think our actual All Ball Show page is temporarily down. Is that right, Somers?
Yes.
And so we're working on restoring that. I know I got some texts from people yesterday. What the heck happened to the Todd All Ball Show YouTube page? No, thank you for letting us know. Have no fear. We're on it. We're trying to restore it. But in the meantime, you can watch us on the Civic Media YouTube page as well. So Tom on YouTube says, I hope the story about the book doesn't become just about his use of the F word, because there was actual treason going on here with working with Putin. Thank you, Tom. You're absolutely right. And there, if you look at the news of the thing, yes, that's the news. The news is that Donald Trump apparently, allegedly, according to Bob Woodward, has been talking to Vladimir Putin up to 7 times. I don't think he was asking how the weather in Minsk was, looking for a vacation. That doesn't seem right. So you have to assume there was some sort of official, I don't know, business going on, right, between Putin and Trump. But I guess what I love, as someone who spent 30 years in politics and who just got enamored with it and who loves the history of it, I know the vernacular of the institution. And some of the people who cared the most deeply about what happens to our state, our country, used very colorful language. And it showed their passion. It showed how much they loved the country. They were kind of old Irish guys, had a temper like Joe Biden. And I think it's enormously entertaining. Come on back on the other side. Joe Biden live next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
It's time to seize the moment.
trust the team at Round Lake Marina to get you on the water with dock and lift installation services and premium boat rental and sales. They carry the brands you love: Sea Ark, Godfrey, Nautique, Tanda, Shore Station, and Pure Pleasure. They're raising the bar for your summer experience, ensuring endless fun and relaxation on the water. Live free, have fun. Visit us at 12480 County Road B in Hayward, Wisconsin, or online at roundlakemarina.com.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast format? Search no more. Find it now on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. Your news just for the Superior area. I'm James Kelly with WBZH News.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow,
Greg Bach, and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
Right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. President Joe Biden stopping for custard on his way to the event in Milwaukee today. We're not sure. Maybe that's what happened. He's running a little late. But hey, he's the president of the United States. He ain't running again. Take as much time as he wants. But we're, Zomers is all over this. We're watching the cameras in Milwaukee. President Biden set to deliver remarks about replacing lead pipes in Milwaukee and across the country. Thanks to the Infrastructure Act that was signed into law. Bipartisan Infrastructure Act, shepherded through Congress by Secretary Pete Buttigieg in a great bipartisan fashion. Exciting day for Milwaukee. Exciting day for the country. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. CNN, pull it up on the old website. CNN has this entire Bob Wood, well, not the entire book, but these excerpts. If you like those kind of stories, CNN. Let's move on to CBS, because if you watch it was touted a big deal, 60 Minutes last night on Monday night, not their usual Sunday time slot, because of the American Music Awards, which I caught a little bit of, and I'm just like, whatever. Anyway, so 60 Minutes got moved to Monday to last night, and Bill Whitaker interviewed Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Scott Pelley was all set to interview Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, but they withdrew after committing and saying they would go. Then they said, well, wait a minute. I guess maybe this happened after Nora O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan on CNN not so much fact-checked them, but just said, here's a fact. Nobody in Springfield, Ohio, that's an undocumented immigrant is eating dogs or cats or people's pets. Not happening. And J.D. Vance lost his mind. Well, I didn't know we were going to be fact-checked. So maybe that's the fact that after that, apparently, according to Pelley last night, part of the reason that they withdrew Trump Advance because they didn't want to be fact-checked. And Pelley said, look, we fact-check everybody, which is true. Then Pelley said that Trump claimed that 4 years ago, Leslie Stahl insinuated something that was untrue, which she did not. So just for whatever reason, the Trump people said, we're not doing this. But 60 Minutes said, look, we're still going to play our interviews with Harris and Walz. In my opinion, not a lot of news last night. Probably the newsiest clip is what we played you yesterday on this show when Vice President Harris was talking about her stance on Israel and saying that, look, the American people and the Israeli people are on the same page and not being committal to necessarily one individual like Bibi Netanyahu. Other than that, it was a lot of, and I was talking to Zomers about this before the show, and you could weigh in, Zomers. My opinion is that it was a lot of accusations from the Trump side that they made Harris and Walz answer, but because Trump and Vance didn't participate, we didn't hear the opportunity then for the interviewers to say, well, here are the charges against you.
Right.
And so I don't want to call it one-sided. And again, I would play you, we might play clips later. And I thought there was some big stumble that, oh my gosh, Harris or Walz really messed up. I thought it was kind of whatever. The bigger story on the other side, Zomers, is what they talked about in Arizona, but go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, the Arizona thing, that was crazy. But as far as the Harris Walz stuff, yeah, I feel like maybe when they knew Trump backed out, they could have given them extra time to talk about their stances instead of just refuting claims to keep it less one-sided. But Trump would not have liked that. His team would have really been upset.
Right. After they got through the Walz and Harris interviews, Scott Pelley then went to Arizona. He says in the transcript here, we'll turn to a different Republican who is paying the price for Trump's claims of a stolen 2020 election. Stephen Ricker helps a minister of voting in Maricopa County, Arizona. That's Phoenix and home to 60% of Arizona voters. Maricopa is often decisive in a state that swings either way. Trump claimed Maricopa County was stolen in 2020. Republican Stephen Ricker was determined to find the truth, to restore belief in the ballot, and discovered that truth was not what many people wanted to hear. This guy, Stephen Ricker, ran for, we don't really have an equivalent here in Wisconsin, essentially the clerk, all right? It's a counter or whatever, like the person in each county that counts the ballots, that oversees the election. Republican ran, got elected. His first thing was to count these ballots, and he thought, to paraphrase, he said, well, I thought once we told people the truth and explained it, they'd be fine. Boy, was he wrong. 855-752-4842. David, listening over in beautiful Mequon. David, thanks for calling in. What's up?
Oh, thanks for taking my call really quickly. So sure. It's interesting. You were just bringing up the 60-minute segment with what happened over the weekend with Harris and Walz and then with Vance and Trump not participating, or they decided not to attend or dropped out. So it was interesting. So I listen to both sides of the coin.
Sure.
And when I say that, I listen to your show. I also listen to conservative radio. They actually played the segment from back with Leslie Stahl, back with 60 Minutes, and the argument was over the laptop. And she was saying that the laptop was not credible and what have you. And Trump said, no, it is. And so if you go back to that segment, they actually did it. They, I guess, nailed it.
Up against the clock, David. Thank you. Stay tuned. Hour 2 is next.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Maggie Dawn.
Next, I've got Law Forward's General Counsel Jeff Mandel to talk about voting rights and the threat that the MAGA cult poses to our election processes.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
She is performing in Wisconsin early next month down in Baraboo. Charo, what is the secret? Is it the music? Is it the dancing? Are your shows what keep you young?
Yes, I will never get old. while music is alive.
Yeah.
You got to move it, move it. I have ants in my pants. I had to move.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.